One day, Mother Teresa took a woman off the streets of Calcutta. This woman had sores infested with bugs all over her. While Mother Teresa cleaned her wounds, however, the woman shrieked and verbally attacked her, using all sorts of insults and words. She wanted nothing to do with this little old nun. Nonetheless, Mother Teresa kept cleaning her wounds. Finally, the woman stopped yelling. She asked Mother Teresa, "Why do you do this? Not everyone behaves like you. Who taught you to do this?" Mother Teresa looked at the woman and replied, "My God taught me." Moved at this answer, the woman said she wanted to know her God. Mother Teresa kissed her on the forehead and said, "You know my God. My God is called love." For 40 days, we've been traveling in darkness. With the ancient people of Israel, we longed for a new creation, a redemption from our sins. We progressed in darkness, longing for a glimpse of hope. And then, with the herald of the light of this day, God said, "Let there be light." The night on the Mount of Olives, Christ's passion and death, the night of the grave, have all passed away now. And so today, creation begins anew. "Let there be light," God said. And there was light. Today, we celebrate when the light of light, Christ himself, rises from the grave. The darkness of the previous days is driven away the moment Christ rises from the grave. A new day has begun. This is now the day that sets Christian believers apart from the rest of the world. When those without faith gather on a normal Sunday morning, for the faithful Christian, today marks the beginning of a new dawn. Not a dawn of merely a new week, but the dawn of a new life. For this is the day when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. This is the day that every year makes Satan cower in fear, remembering and recognizing his non servium, his "I will not serve," was his greatest downfall. This is the day that Christ looks at each of us and says, "The Lord is with you." That he looks at each of us in all of our brokenness and sinfulness and says, "I rose for you. I am with you now. Your suffering has meaning." For his resurrection is not simply for him. No, Christ draws all of us after him into the new light as he conquers all darkness. This day is a triumph for Christ. And because of that, it is a triumph for his people, the church. Yet how does this come about? Well, through the sacrament of baptism, the Lord has built a bridge across to us, through which the light of his new creation, his new life, reaches us. Every year, Catholics around the world gather on this morning to welcome our risen Lord, to welcome the light of life. We welcome him in this most sacred liturgy. And in the context of this liturgy, we experience his greatest gifts to us, his sacraments. But why are the sacraments his greatest gifts? Because they give us eternal life. Today, on this Easter morning, we will receive the Holy Eucharist, the true manna from heaven, that if the ancient Israelites could have partaken of it, they would have never complained to God. Now, since Holy Thursday, tabernacles throughout the whole world have been empty, symbolizing Christ's betrayal and death. Yet today, the tabernacle has once again become an abode for our God. If angels could be jealous of us, humans, it would be because we can receive Holy Communion. Christ gives himself to us freely as a gift. We welcome him into our bodies and souls, though we are not worthy to receive him under our roof. Now, it is easy, especially if we are cradle Catholics, to allow Holy Communion to just become routine. But we must never let that happen. Christ humbles himself to be with us. God himself humiliates himself by coming under the mere appearance of bread and wine to be with us. Yet he does this out of love. Yet will we show that same love back to him? The Eucharistic presence of the Lord is infinitely more valuable than the most expensive works of art kept in the finest museums. It's worth more than any gym membership, or school, or career, or relationship, or any false pleasure can offer. The Eucharist is God's greatest gift to us. So many people take the Eucharist for granted. So many people do not make time for the Eucharist, do not believe in the Eucharist. So many people treat the Eucharist as if he were just something that we have to do. But we must never do this. Each time we receive Holy Communion, we become Christ bearers. We receive our Lord, which means we will now have to bring his light of faith to others as well. We must be Christ to others, the light of his resurrection. Through your example, through the faith that you will profess today when we renew our baptismal promises, we must help others to know the grace and the privilege that they will be receiving from the altar of God. We must never take the Eucharist for granted. If we do take our Lord for granted ever, we will be eating and drinking condemnation on ourselves. All of us here today are going to renew our baptismal promises after this homily. The promises that our parents and godparents made for us, maybe when we were babies, maybe we made when we came into the church later on and renewed at our confirmation. I pray that when we do so today, we will all commit to never taking the Holy Eucharist for granted, to never receiving our Lord unworthily again, without first having made a sacramental confession. Today we bask in the light of this new day, and we thank God for his victory. We thank God for his love. Mother Teresa knew our God well and lived his truth. His love was apparent through her. Let's promise our Lord that we also will all keep our candles of our faith lit, that we will keep the light of this day always burning brightly through prayer, the sacraments, and good works. And that beginning anew this week, like the apostles, we will strive to bring the light of Christ to those who live in darkness, to those who live for false pleasures, in mediocrity, for those who live without truth, who merely exist in this world. The light of the resurrection, the light of this new day, the light of Christ is worth it. It is a reminder that fear and despair have no say over us. It is a reminder that death, The devil's greatest weapon is no longer a weapon. For by the grace of the resurrection, death is now simply the doorway to everlasting life for those who believe. And so today, we can rightly say with St. John Chrysostom, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are overthrown. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns.